obtain those things. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Interesting. Sometimes the way he throws things in there sort of throws me off guard. Well, that are in the world. Sober, again, this is different than the other word. Remember before, in a previous chapter, I said sober there was sound-minded. This is a different word, meaning that means literally to abstain from wine, but in a figurative sense, it can also include the idea of discretion. The same spirit by which you abstain from wine, you use for other things. You know what I mean? The same spirit which says no to drunkenness can also say no to other things which are not convenient. You know, there's multiple applications. Every gift of God is not necessarily just, okay, I just got freedom from drunkenness. He may have thrown other bonus packages in there with that. You didn't just get, I don't drink anymore. You got, I'm sober. Vigilant means to keep awake, to watch. Watch out. Because your adversary, the devil is our adversary. Devil means a traducer. It means an evil accuser. That is the role which he fulfills. But he, as a roaring lion, walketh about. You know, there's obviously a little bit of a, I want to call it an anthropomorphism, but that's not exactly right. But whatever, it's a metaphor. You know, or actually, it's a simile. As a roaring lion, he walks about looking, he's roving, looking, hunting. He wants to devour. How does he devour you? How does he devour you? Does he, you know, eat your soul? Well, sort of. I mean, Satan, it says, you know, how do you know the children of the day? He wants to make you his child. See, he wants to eat you up, that you may be his, part of him. He says, this is how the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest, is whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Sin is what divides the children of God from the children of Satan. The way in which Satan will devour you is the same way he devoured Adam and Eve, by getting them to disobey God. I mean, it's a very simple picture there. You know, disobey. Perform unrighteousness. Don't fulfill godliness. That is what Satan is out there trying to, by his spirit, cause you to walk in. He wants you to cause you to fail to live up to Christ. Now, you know, I'm not one who goes around all the time blaming Satan for everything that goes. I know that he's my enemy. He's out there. And his spirit is in the world. And his spirit now works, as it says, in the children of disobedience. His spirit is at work in humans. His spirit is at work. He's the prince of the power of the air. You know, all that stuff that comes into the air on the radio, on the television. So it's on wire, too. Whatever. It does not matter. But he is a power in the world. And given authority over all kinds of, of the way in which the world works is operating according to the way he works, which is to cause to sin. Everything out there is set up to cause to sin. And if you look at, how is he roaring about? He's waiting for you at Walmart. He's there. You need that. I don't need it. Well, you want it. He's waiting for you on your computer. There's all kinds of things out there. That's that searching for covet, lust, whatever. He's waiting for you on the television. Let's just start flipping through and find out what we can see. And he's walking about, waiting for you, ready to pounce. to cause you to sin. That's all. Some people think like, oh, I got a flat tire, Satan. Well, honestly, I never blame Satan for that. Satan is looking for a reason to accuse. Though bad things can happen, and Satan can be doing it, but God might be sending him. Just the way God sent, you know, Satan against Job. You know, hast thou seen my servant Job? What do you think? And then Satan gives the word, and then God says, okay. Do as you please, but spare his life. Don't touch him personally. Satan destroyed his whole family. I fear that judgment. You know, but again, I have to say, Lord, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, let it pass. Lord, if that could pass from me, let it pass. You know, and then part of me says, well, you know what, all things work together for those that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. If I'm of God, even something like that would work together for good. And I know that I would be faithful unto him just so that those things might be restored to me, not just in this world, but in the world to come. That would be my whole mindset after that. But, I pray rather that it could be a different testimony. Let it be something else. I always would like to see, let my children see me die, not the other way around. So they could see how godly man dies. But if it be otherwise, I submit myself to the will of God. What am I going to do, fight against God? We have to resist Satan, steadfast in the faith. Well, wait, if our faith is just that, well, Jesus is just taking away the consequences of our sins by his blood. Well, with that power on us, why do we have to even worry about Satan? Say, well, you should try to do your best. Again, that's man's righteousness. That's the righteousness which is a filthy rag. Not having my own righteousness. My own righteousness is when I show up to the throne of God. And my righteousness is, well, I did go to church. First of all, I believed on you. Okay. And I trusted in you for my salvation only. And beyond that, I profited in the faith. I mean, look at, I overcame. I was no longer a drunkard. I was faithful to my wife. Right. And I raised my children. Well, but there were, I had my daily sins that came up, and